have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Some people said that I wouldn't be here today, but look at me, look at me. I made it, yeah, by the grace of God. When I sit down and look back down to the years, I have to share.
To the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. White. What a blessing it is to be here with you on today. I am excited. This is Holy Week. This is the week where we acknowledge our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and all that he did for us, that we may have an intimate relationship and everlasting life with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you're not excited, I understand, but let me say I am truly excited because he didn't have to do it, but he did. He went through so much for us that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So I just want to welcome each and every one of you that are listening in, whether you're listening live or will catch the replay. We're excited you took time out of your schedule to be with us on today. Listen, I send a shout out to our wonderful, wonderful listeners all over the world, not just in the United States. We have people listening in from all over the world. Isn't that a blessing that there are tools set up that the gospel can get to each and every person that desires to hear? We thank God for that. We want to honor our visionary and definitely our CEO, Kimmy Robinson. God bless you on today, our Elation family, and to each and every one of you, and to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. God bless you. Thank you for your love and your support. I also want to say I want to honor the ultimate guest of honor, which is our Abba Father, our elder brother Jesus, and hallelujah, all of our angels that protect us and keep us each and every day. We honor their presence and we honor you. Now listen, before we get started, maybe this is your first time listening in. We'd love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. Hallelujah. The Just For You podcast. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. I got to calm myself down. We've got to do this lesson. But when I think about, hallelujah, the goodness of Jesus and all, when I say all, I mean all that he's done for me, my soul is excited, and I get excited and just want to say hallelujah for another day, another hour, another time with him. He didn't have to make it so Abba Father didn't have to wake us up this morning, but he did, And for that, we're excited. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Soul winning. Yes, God. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Compassion and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow Liz to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. Listen, that is what Just For You is all about. I am so excited. I'm telling you, when we think about the Holy Week and all that the Lord has done for us, we can't help but get excited about what the Word of God has for us and what it means to us each and every day. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Word. Today we're going to be studying a very, very familiar passage. It's not one we're not aware of. I know we're working on Holy Week and all that Jesus did that we may have life, but I want to go to a familiar passage to teach us about being intimate with him. And that passage is found in John 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Let's stop right there. The Bible is very clear as a believer that we must understand a man must be born again. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Don't get smart with Jesus. Y'all listen. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. I'm not going to repeat myself. Come on now. Jesus makes it clear that I'm explaining to you what must be done. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh. And whether it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Come on now, you the boss. You're the one that seems to understand. This is why he specifically teaches us that we have to be born, not in the flesh, but of the Spirit, to understand spiritual things. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I had told you earthly things and ye believed not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Let's stop right there. What is he saying? This is where the church is today. Believers are today. The world are today. We have to come to a place that we don't know it all. We must depend on the Holy Spirit. We must ask God, ask our Abba Father, what it is that he wants, how he wants it, when does he want it, not just proceed to do what we want, expecting a heavenly return. Listen, in order to have the Lord in our lives, we must subject to his will. He's going to go on and teach Nicodemus about what it means to worship and be intimate and be able to understand all things. 13, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that come down from the earth, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Can I ask you a question? Are you lifting him up on today? Does anybody know that our elder brother is really Jesus, your brother? Does anybody ever know that through your lifestyle that he shines through like a shining sun, and that when sin is present, they sense there's something about you that is connected with heaven? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read 13 again. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only, not his second, third, fourth child, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, to tear it apart, to make mockery of it, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. What is he saying here? That in order for us to be connected with heaven, we must believe. And the word specifically tells us, as a Christian believer, as one that follows our Abba Father and our elder brother Jesus Christ, that we must believe on him. We must lift him up. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because of their deeds they were evil. Those deeds were evil. But everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. What does that mean, Pastor Michelle? It means that when you're around an unbeliever, they sense the presence of God. They have all kinds of confusion and irritability and frustration. Ever walked in the room and just said hi, and somebody said, "What's so good about it?" Blah, blah, blah. Sometimes, if you pay attention, it will indicate who's in darkness. Whenever you show up and the sun is shining through your life, it will bring some kind of confusion if a person is still walking in darkness. It's not personal. I need to help somebody today. It's not personal. It is spiritual. Remember, Jesus said you must be born of the Spirit. So when you're Spirit is connected with him, and you are standing on the gospel, it irritates the kingdom of Satan. He has no power, no authority, and he understands it, but he wants us to believe that we are defeated foes. He wants us to feel as if we're not living the way God wants us to if trouble is present. Can I help somebody today? It's a good sign for a miracle to take place. When your troubles, when your tribulations come, they come to make you strong. We are not defeated. We are not cast out. We are the body of Christ. We have power. We will be known for our testimony. And the blood of Jesus covers us. Listen, whenever you feel like, what have I done? And I know this. Whenever you feel like it's so many things that are pressed against you, what must be going on? The word lets us know this is a sign that Satan has all types of attacks that he feels he can stop us. But can I give you good news today? You can't stop a real saint of God. You can't stop them because they're on assignment for the kingdom, which is what causes the irritation of the enemy to constantly try to buffet you. So consider yourself blessed today. Consider yourself blessed when you're persecuted for the kingdom's sake, because this is what a child of God goes through when they're anointed and appointed to serve. Hallelujah. 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 21, but he that doeth truth to the light, and his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Aenon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. It's always somebody that want to get in the mix and cause a confusion because it's not of God. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee, all right, we got to specify, beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizes, and all men come to him. Jesus, my Lord, hallelujah. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. Listen, Jesus just showed up and messed up the party. Listen, these religious scribes and religious Pharisees and Jewish leaders were so amped to throw John under the bus that he had to remind them, I never told you I was he. I only said I was sent of him. He never indicated he was Christ. He said specifically, go back to 28, ye yourselves bear witness with me that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, y'all, he's talking about the best man. Come on now, word. Rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This, my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. Did y'all ever read that? John was speaking as if he was the best man at the wedding. He said he's so excited because the bridegroom has joy in his voice. Y'all better hear this word today. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And he that hath seen and heard that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things. Y'all better hear me today. All things. That's some of the things. All things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. What is he saying to us about the intimacy and getting to know who the King of Kings is? I know we can preach, we're going to hear the last seven sayings, but what I really need to know is there a real commitment in the heart of the believer to lift him up? Are we lifting him up in the morning, in the evening, in the noontime? Are we just talking about him? Have we made a decision that he is Lord? And because he's Lord, he rules in our lives. Have we made a decision as Holy Week is going on, as we hit every service that could be hit? Are we really coming with a mind and a heart to renew ourselves again, to fulfill that which he's given us, to understand his divine will and word? Have we accepted that he is truly Lord? Have we made a decision when darkness is around? My God, when darkness is around, that there is more in this life. We're not going to stay before you long, because I want to worship him in this week. I want to continue to give him his glory and be thankful and grateful for all that he did for us. To die in the manner that he died. To be rejected. To be betrayed. To be hurt. To be broken. To be lied upon. All that he took for me and for you. And the things that he did to endure his love for us. It's bigger than a dress and a hat and an opportunity to shout and all of those. The question I ask is, are we lifting him up outside Holy Week? Are we intimate with him when nobody's looking? Can we trust that all is well? I believe God, and I trust him for all that he promised, all that he said. And my prayer for us as believers and for those who yet know him, that we come to this place of worship, being thankful, being appreciative, caring, and trust him, because he will not fail us. He will not fail us. He will not disappoint us. He loves us with an everlasting love. And on today, I would like to offer him to you. If you don't know him, and you've been battling in your mind whether to get saved or not get saved, to accept him as Lord of your life, I'd like to invite you to the kingdom, not to a church, because it begins first in your heart and in your mind, to say yes to the Lord, to tell him you thank him, you praise him, you worship him for what he's done, and to be okay with where you are, that he can develop you into who he'd like you to be. In doing that, you lay all of your sin on the altar. You say to him, this is who I am and where I am. And I can't make it without you. I need you. I choose to believe in my heart that you are Lord and will confess you and lift you up before the world that others will see and know. Will you take the opportunity today and this weekend to remember, that all is well. All is well. To me, this is the best part of serving him. This is the best time to just say yes, Lord. It's between you and him, no matter where you are, whether it's your living room, if you're in your local church, wherever you are, it's a good time to say yes. It's a good time to say, I need you the more. It's a good time to say, have your divine will and way. And he will show up. And he will come in. Will you trust him today? No matter what you're going through. To understand, Holy Week is just that. That we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And as we present ourselves to him, we give ourselves to him and give full permission that the Lord, our Abba Father, can do what he will in our life to get us where we need to be through believing in this word. It doesn't mean anything to just say, oh, yeah, I'm saved, I'm this, I'm that. But at the end of the day, do you lift him up? At the end of the day, does his thoughts come before your thoughts? Have you made a decision, whether you read your Bible every day, once a week, twice a week, whatever it is, have you begun to remember through his sacrifice where we're really supposed to be? Because when we do, we'll find the hand of God moving like never before. I just wanted to stop by and remind us that I know these days can be so filled with so many things, but at the end of the day, it's mostly about our relationship with him, what we've received, what we have agreed to with heaven to be all that we created to be. To be all that we're created to be. I trust him. I believe him. I'm thankful to be in the body of Christ, in a family of believers that trust his will for their lives. If we can, just take a moment to go back to our yeses. I want us to go back to the day we received him and the fire we had with him and accepting what he called us to do. Are you still there? And if you're not, it's an easy fix. Very same place where we said yes in his presence and asked him to renew us, to heal us, to strengthen us, to help us again. That's all. And then we go the extra mile about accepting responsibility to contain ourselves, to really study to show ourselves approved. Whether it be in your local assembly, in your home, what do I mean? That you have a personal responsibility to connect with heaven. And as your pastors and leaders are guiding you, and if you don't have a pastor and a leader, and you have faith-filled believing godly people that can mentor you, help you until your decision is made, then be committed and faithful. He was committed and faithful to us. Did not turn his back on us. And if we're going to be the examples he needs, we cannot turn our back on him. We must choose to raise our generation in the same faith and teach our children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, everyone that he assigns us to connect with about his goodness and his will. We should be compassionate in this world, not just for us and I, but for everyone that is hurting. In Missouri, there were tornadoes. We must be compassionate of people that have lost their homes, that families that have been deceased due to the tornado. We must be compassionate for people that had water one day and can't wash the next day. We must be compassionate and not just say, oh, well, that's their problem. Well, the government going to come in. No, no, no. Because when you're in need, policies and procedures can help you like the touch of a human being, the smile of a human being, taking the time to see about you. It's important. It's important to remember all around us, to lift people in prayer. Don't just be one to say, I'm praying for you, but yet you forget and the prayer never gets to heaven. Listen, we have to be compassionate. We must believe and we must pray that I'll be well. And because the Lord has blessed us, when we have more than enough or just enough, if the Lord commands you to do for somebody, firm believer, he will bless and he will make a way. So on today, I'd like to pray before we get off of here. We normally do the announcements and all of those things, and we will. But I want to pray that we come to a place that we fully say yes to the Lord. And that in that yes, it's not to be what people think, but what does heaven think of your decision? Abba Father, on today, we all lay ourselves down. We adore you. We appreciate you. We thank you for another day. We admit we can't make it without you. And in our minds, Lord, in the ways and the things that we may have said or done that didn't please you, please forgive us. And God, give us the heart to forgive others. And as we forgive others, that you may be glorified, you may be lifted up, you may be honored because you're Lord of Lords and King of Kings. That you guide our footsteps, that you open our hearts, open our ears, open our eyes to see what needs to be seen, to hear what needs to be heard. Use us for your glory in this hour. You see all of the things taking place in this world. We rise up to pray for those in need, those that are hurting, those that are broken, facing a loved one, maybe they have to bury, or going through cleaning up their home through all of the debris, the debris and the things that will have to be discarded because of a storm, a tragedy, a tornado, whatever it has been. Maybe they're facing court. And all they will have are years ahead of them and families left behind. God, would you intervene on the hearts of the lonely today, those that have no family, that while everybody's picking eggs and hiding them, God, they need a touch and a word from you, a human touch, someone to call, someone to show up. God, would you do it for them on today? Lord, we pray for our leadership and our government and every pastor and every police officer and all that are in authority on today. May they all, may we all have compassionate hearts and a mind to serve, not just lead, but to serve. Oh, God, would you help on today? Lord, touch communities to unify and come together with one common goal, to love and to serve each other, to help they have, and those resources that are needed, that no one be left behind. And God, we thank you. Touch children and youth that are going to and from school. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Touch families, husbands and wives. God, that they'll be on one accord raising children, that they will have the peace that they need in their homes. Lord, I pray for the single mother, the single father that are doing all they can to make sure every bill is paid and all the needs are met. And yet it seems like it's not. As God, would you send increase? Would you make a way out of no way for the brother, the sister that's looking for a job and they know that they have the skills and the ability? Lead them to the right doors, oh God. For those that have been laid off, oh God, I pray for a spirit of strength that they be not weary in well-doing, that they stay focus and do just as you ask them to do. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for every person that is disabled and feel they're not at capacity to do what they can and should do due to affliction, due to pain, through, oh my God, whatever it is, God, would you come in and touch them and let them know that you are with them. We depend on you. And for every spoken request, and every unheard request, I'm asking that you help on. We need your help, and we trust you. Not only forgive us of our sins, but Lord, there have been some betrayals. There have been some people that intentionally maimed your people. God, we ask that you give a heart that is like yours. You know all things. You see everything. You will do what you promise you will do. So we just want to say thank you for making the sacrifice. Thank you for dying for a people that may turn their back on you, not fully follow your way, but you shed your blood that we would come to know you. And even in our eras, even when life has messed people up, you still made a way out for each and every individual that will believe. So we just want to say thank you. We just want to worship you and praise you and ask you to have your divine will and way in our lives, that we be all you would have us to be. Lead us, guide us, direct us in every area of our lives, that we please you and that you find favor upon us and in us. And Lord, whatever it is, whatever is needed, that you supply. Remember the elderly. Remember those that have no family. They're in a nursing home or at home alone. Have your way, O Lord. We will trust you and thank you forevermore. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you forevermore. Show up and show out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Have your divine will and way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I just want you to be encouraged today and find peace in the kingdom. I want you to know that he loves you and that he cares about everything concerning you. That when he died on that cross, he was fully aware of everything concerning your life. He's aware, and he's there to help. I pray this week's exhortation has been a blessing. It has been an honor to serve you, but I pray that it has been a blessing. I pray that you find strength on this week. And whether you had money for a new outfit or you had something else that you needed, I pray that you find the strength that you need on this weekend to serve someone else, to love someone, but most of all, to give him all the glory for what he's done in your life. He's worthy to be praised. I'm excited about this week, this weekend. It's an internal way to just go before him with all. Not that we can't do it every day, but it's something precious about this week and the blood covering over the doorpost that causes the enemy to pass over with any and all things that would hurt, harm, or destroy. Because he's the blood covenant that covers us each and every day. So I want you to be mindful of those things. Be mindful that he loves you. I love you. We love you at Elation Radio. We appreciate the opportunity to serve you wherever you are. If this is your birthday month, the month of April, we want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we celebrate you. Maybe you didn't have a birthday, but maybe you had a baby. We'd like to say to the royal family, God bless you on your newest addition. Hallelujah, baby Lane. May God bless you and your family. To those of you that are graduating, I just want you to know you've worked hard throughout the year. By all means, celebrate your accomplishment and know that God is with you. Put him in every decision you have to make and watch him work it out for you. There's nothing too hard for him, all right? If you're purchasing a new home, property, maybe you birthed your business, whatever it is, I want you to know we're praying for you here at Just For You and Elation Radio. There are times when we go through things and we talked about it, sickness, death. Maybe there's a job layoff. Maybe a child is out of order. Maybe a marriage is broken. Maybe you're looking for a church home. Maybe there's something else that has broken your heart. I want you to know here, Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. I sincerely make sure that when you contact me, I lay those things before the Lord, and I will inbox you back and let you know that I'm praying for you. Why? This is the responsibility we all have as believers. We want you to know that you are loved and cared for, and we want you to know that your prayers matter. And sometimes you may not be always able to pray with other people, and when you reach out to believers, no matter whether it's me, Dr. Kenny, someone, you will find that a true believer not only will respond, but they will continue to pray because we want to see things well in your life. So know that we are praying for you. We celebrate our own Apostle Beauty Cooper of our Elation family. Listen, y'all, she's graduating with six, not one, not two, six degrees in May. May God bless her life and her career and all that she's called to do. And all of you that are graduating, celebrating, may God bless you. We love you. Getting married, there's so many things people are doing. We want you to know we celebrate you. If you're in need and you have a need for maybe housing or food, or I want you to consider in the St. Louis area, the United Way. They are a national organization, so if you don't have this particular information I'm giving for your particular area, then look them up. It is United Way, and then you can dial in the St. Louis area 211. We also have Urban League St. Louis. They have over 60 programming, all kinds of things, 60 programs, not programming, but 60 programs and various offerings for our community at large. You can reach them at ulstl.org. St. Louis County Library offers diapers. They also offer senior services. They also offer your printing needs. There are so many things outside checking out of a book that they will have. They even will have flow kits for women in times of need. In the St. Louis area, you can reach St. Louis County Library, slcl.org. Hallelujah. I want to share with you that our Women of Elation will meet every fourth Friday on Clubhouse. We want you to join our group. If you haven't joined the group yet, please do so, From Ashes to Beauty on Clubhouse. Once you join our group, you'll get the information, and you will find that we celebrate each other and you that join us on the fourth Fridays. The time is 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In addition to that, on Mondays, you can hear Pastor Donald Wright Jr. and Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. We will meet you there 8:30 p.m. That is Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. on Facebook Live. Please join us. We would love to hear and see you there. Also, we want to say join us back here on Elation Radio at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, I got an announcement. On Saturday, this Saturday, I want you to join us for our first resurrection service with the Kingdom Wisdom Weekly crew. We will be live on Zoom. I will post the information on our Facebook page. Please, by all means, we recognize Sunday is going to be busy for everyone, but 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time via Zoom, we'll be celebrating our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just a very informal but passionate way that we want to lift him up on this weekend. So we want you to join us. Please look on our Facebook page, and that is Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook. Maybe you have a community announcement. You'd like for me to read it. All you have to do is post it right there in my inbox on Facebook. I'll get it, review it, and we'll get it read for you for what you're doing in the community. Also, I want to encourage you guys, this is not the only podcast available on Elation Radio. We're heard on mostly all the digital platforms. But if you miss this particular one, you can go to any of the, well, actually, digital platforms, look under Elation Radio and Just For You, and you'll be able to locate the podcast and as well on YouTube and be able to hear what you may have missed that Wednesday or the Wednesday before. So we encourage you to look us up under Elation Radio, and you'll find us there. I pray that everything for you this week will go as God has planned for you in your life, and that he will be glorified and lifted up. And remember, there's a lot of people that talk against this and that for this weekend. All I want you to know is that it's important to lift him up, worship him, praise him, be concerned about your family and your neighbors and those that you don't see in these times. The holidays can bring about a lot of pain for people. Sometimes they've had loved ones that have gone on. My mother passed and during Resurrection Weekend, almost 20, it'll be 23 years this year. And I celebrate the kingdom, but I also miss my mom. But I've learned that throughout these years, the best gift I could have and our family could have is to honor the woman she was in the way that we live. So we choose to live for the Lord as she lived for the Lord, and that brings us peace. So I want to say to you, if your family is experiencing loss, sickness, death during this week, I want you to know we're praying for you. We love you. To the Pearson family, to so many of you that are going through, we love you, and we want you to know we're praying for you. Be ye lifted up in your spirit, your mind, your heart, to know God loves you, and so do we. Well, we've come to the end of another podcast. Again, if you'd like to contact me, you can contact me, Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook. And I will gladly answer you. I thank you so very, very much for joining us on today. May the Lord bless your holy week, and may you be a shining light in a dark world. We love you very much. And again, we'll see you, if the Lord says the same, next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. That is Central Standard Time, and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Just For You with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. May God bless you until next time. Hallelujah.
Let us not be ashamed to ask the good Lord to walk with us. In every situation, whatever you may be going through, don't be ashamed to ask the good Lord to walk with you. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. I need Jesus to walk with me while I'm on this come as my help. Had my help surely coming from the Lord. And the Lord is that shade up on the right hand. The Lord shall preserve that soul. That coming out and going in for this time and forevermore. Be my keeper. Yeah.